Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. Today, probably more than any previous show, I didn't really have much time right before the show started to sit down and make any notes at all, so I'm really freestyling it today. However, I did earlier this morning have the theme for today's show, and if you haven't listened in before, how the show schedule generally goes is I start off with some sort of talk and theme and sharing a few things, and then I open up to callers, and the callers can be to discuss things I've talked about or general discussion, or many of them are calling in for what I call mini readings, intuitive readings. And when I do a reading for someone, it seems to be for the purpose of helping align them with their best choice right now on their spiritual path. So often the calls and questions are on a very worldly topic, like about career or job or love life, and that's fine. The focus where I seem to get the direction can be related to those things, but tends to be more of how either that will affect you spiritually or something else that you can do to affect you spiritually. So if you can look at it a little bit more in the spiritual sense, because really, anyway, our answers are always spiritual. There is, I believe, a spiritual answer to whatever issues and problems we have in our lives. So if you can focus your thoughts and your questions, whether internal questions or the ones that you call in about, on the spiritual growth, then I think the right answers for both the spiritual and the physical everyday will come into focus for you better, or even in your call. So if you do call and you have a very specific worldly kind of question, don't be surprised if it turns into something a little different. But anyway, I'll go ahead and give the call-in number before I start discussing today's topic. That is 347-633-9823. And the topic for today is energy healing as a spiritual growth path. And I'll tell you a little bit about how I decided to make this a topic today. I think it's been something that's been brewing for a few weeks here. You know how things will at times keep popping into your mind or keep popping up in other conversation, and that is sort of how this topic has evolved. if you've listened before, or if you're familiar with me from Facebook or online, you probably are aware that I practice Reiki. I don't practice it like I don't have a Reiki practice, you know, that people come to. I mostly share it with friends and people that I come in contact with. And for me, it's also largely for myself, for my own spiritual growth. And that is a big way that you can use energy healing and things like Reiki. And I started out in the energy healing, at least, I started out with Reiki. And it when I first had Reiki, when I went for a session, I really didn't know anything about it other than what I had read a couple days earlier. The word jumped out at me online, and I went to receive a Reiki session, and it had a profound effect on me. I started having dreams and angels, and I was already on that path, which is actually, ironically, what led me to Reiki, and then the Reiki opened me up in a greater way. And from there, everything just kind of exploded. I went on to get to be a Reiki master and Karuna master, which is all in that energy work. But like other things I do, I don't always follow it by the book. So sometimes I just refer to it as energy healing because when I do it, I'm not specifically doing it like by the book, like Reiki, but it still sort of, for me, falls into that same category because for me, it's healing with love and letting yourself be a vessel for that loving energy to come through you. In Reiki, the practice of it, the more official Usui Reiki, it's referred to as the universal life force energy, and it's that life force that is available to us if we learn how to accept that energy and let it flow through us. And that's what the energy healing Reiki practitioner is doing. And I call it God energy because that's a language that's very familiar to me and comfortable and easy. I also call it universal life force energy. But to me, it's letting God and God's love flow through you, letting yourself see through God's eyes and feel through God's energy. And it's been a really beautiful thing for me. If you want to hear a little bit more about my journey and what Reiki did for me, you can go back in the archives of this show. And it was the very first episode of this show. I explained that in pretty good detail, what all happened. And it was really just amazing. So I am always a big promoter of Reiki and the value of it. But it also can be kind of controversial to a lot of people, because in the religious arena, sometimes it's confusing. Sometimes people, you know, it's been labeled cult-like, which it is not. It's not an organized thing. It's lots of individuals doing these things, learning together, but, you know, nobody is forced to do it any certain way or give any money to any, you know, it's not a cult. But sometimes those things get thrown around, and so it makes people a little timid about it. And also, the overall nature of studying it, the symbols are Japanese, that one, you know, the symbols are really just a focal point, a focus area, so that you can focus your attention and tune in to certain energies that have certain frequencies and abilities. So just the very nature of it being foreign to many of us is, so it's a little intimidating. So anyway, when I started out really early on, and I was doing a whole lot of really hands-on Reiki at the time, and I was so energized about it and really excited. I hosted Reiki circles. I went to Reiki circles, and I just shared it a lot with friends, and it was really keeping me energized. But very early on, I had some moments of visions for where I might go with this and what might be needed at some point in time. And so the visions for me were a way to help integrate it into more mainstream thinking or present it in such a way that it wouldn't be intimidating to some people that otherwise may have been intimidated. And so new symbols started coming to me, and I'm not an artist, and I was drawing these symbols and what the meaning was and attaching it to verses either from the Bible or connected to certain angels. And so I wrote these things down. I used those symbols in myself, and I attuned some people using those. And in energy work and Reiki, attunement is considered, it's sort of like a ritual. I think of it like as you stepping forward and saying, I want to be able to access this energy healing, and I want to be a healer. And it's sort of an initiation, like maybe you would go through a baptism in a religious nature. It's one person giving to another and tuning in with another to get on the same frequency. Like if you tune into a certain radio station, the symbols are really just a method to get your energy and your thoughts and your brain focused in on one certain thing, just like you would turn a dial on a radio station. That's kind of how I see it, or an analogy that works for me. So I did use those symbols that had come to me to kind of practice attune people, and they could feel the energy, they could feel the differences. So a lot of that got just, I kind of put it on the back burner, lots of other things going on, and you know, from that time I've been on this path where it seems like, you know, lots of different obstacles and also different opportunities. I wrote the book that I wrote, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. I really felt like that needed to come first, so I put the energy symbols and those things on the back burner. But I did create a website called Angels Touch Therapy. That was just what felt like what this energy was to me. It was like Angels Touch. And so it's angelstouchtherapy.com. Oh, it's been, I don't know, 7 or 8 years since I created it, and I really haven't changed it or done much. So it's a pretty simplistic website, but if you want to go there, you can read a little bit about, from my perspective, what Reiki is and how, at least my perspective at that time. And like I said, it's very simplistic. It's, you know, not any fancy, lovely website. It's very basic, but it can give you some information. So what has been happening for the last few weeks is I have just been gently guided back to those thoughts about the symbols and energy and how to integrate that in a way that will feel very comfortable and easy for perhaps more people. And like one day I was, you know, I've moved a couple of times since then. I was in Georgia at the time. I moved back after a divorce to my hometown of Asheville, and Asheville, North Carolina, beautiful place. And you know, my business, how I make my livelihood so that I can do all these things for free, is residential real estate rental property. I invested in it and have rental property. And if you've been out from under a rock at all over the last 5 years, you know that has been a really difficult business to be in. And it definitely was. It was very stressed and kept pulling me in different directions. And so I've been through the fire for the last few years, and I did manage somehow to still keep my focus on things like my Facebook fan page, even when it was minimal, and keep my eye on the light that there would be an end to the struggles or the obstacles, and always managed to kind of keep at some of these things. Like I published my book during that time, but I didn't feel like I was free to really fully focus on it, and that could be real frustrating at times. I didn't understand that. Now everything has kind of come together, and now I can see it as, oh, maybe it just wasn't time. And I'm feeling that very much for my book. If you haven't listened in before, the book that I wrote about my spiritual journey is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. I never really pushed it or heavily promoted it because I felt like it was put it out there and the people that are intended to find it will find it. God will find a way to put them together and connect them with it. And lately it's really getting suddenly a lot more attention. It's been a couple years it's been out, and over that whole course I get emails from people that tell me it has changed their life, changed their whole spiritual experience, and just gives me chills even to say that. When I read those emails, I always feel like, yes, it was all worth it. And I never worried about if it was one person or 10 people or 10,000 people. But lately, that's really speeding up. More and more people are noticing it and reading it and emailing me. And I don't know why, other than that same explanation. It wasn't quite time, but I was at least laying the groundwork in a lot of different areas. Maybe a lot of people weren't quite ready, but we're almost ready. And timing, you know, time is an element of earth and man, but in the way that things line up energetically, and it can be really, really important. And what might be difficult at one time because everything's not aligned right for it can then be very magical and miraculous at another because things are lined up to be ready for it. So I feel like that's what's happening with my book. And incidentally, it is on a special on Amazon right now. You can get the book very easily on BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com. They both have paperback and hardcover editions. And Amazon right now has the Kindle edition, and right now it is on special for 99 cents. A mere 99 cents. So if you're intrigued by this show or by my Facebook fan page, please pop for the 99 cents and see if it speaks to you. Or even before you do that, on Amazon, you can there's a little feature of look inside this book, and you can read a chapter or two and see if something about it calls to you to read more. Let's see. Let me get back on track now. So I feel like now what is progressing for me in my work, my healing work, and what my purpose is getting back more into the energy in addition to writing. I'm working on a second book, but I feel like maybe it's time with energy work, energy healing, helping other people tune into that sort of vibration to heal, and mainly to heal themselves and then to share with others. So I'd gotten more and more intrigued. I was going through some old notebooks where I'd written loads and loads of things a few years ago that I knew I would come back later. And even when I was writing it, it was just write it down, put it away, you'll know when to use it. And that's sort of what's happening. But when I was doing that the other day, a piece of paper slipped out where I had two of those symbols where I'd drawn them and I put corresponding verses and quotes with them and the meaning of them. And so it kind of nudged me to start thinking that way again. And then a few days ago, on my personal Facebook page, I don't know if most of you are on Facebook, but there's been a little thing going around of things you might not know about me. And I do tend to keep, you know, some of my more public, personal things and a lot of my spiritual things in different categories. Not that I don't live it in my personal side, I do, but I just know that some people aren't ready for this kind of talk about miracles, and some people get worried if you talk in ways that might fall into that new age topic that really freaks people out sometimes or even upsets them. So I've done a pretty good job of being true to myself in both places, but using my fan page, which is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, that's on Facebook, using that to be a little more bold and have the broader discussions in the more spiritual realm. So, but on the things you might know about me, I wasn't even going to do that, and then a friend really kind of pushed me to do it, and I thought, okay, I'll do that. And I put myself out there a little bit. I've shared things like my book on my personal page, and it's not like I hide it, but I talked about Reiki some more there, and you know, and so it prompted some curiosity from a few people that were really interested in learning more about it that probably wouldn't have been in the past. And I'm finding that more and more people that even a few times people that were really kind of antagonistic, then all of a sudden they're going, oh, wait, I want to learn more about that because whatever's happening in this world, all this energy is really heightening and vibrations are changing and people are getting curious of things that they were fearful of not long ago. So it made me think again, oh, there is some need for this energy and maybe a means where people can understand it on a simpler level or where it works with what they already know. And it really is just bringing love, the love of God, the universal life force energy into your body and through you, through your heart, in a new way that maybe you haven't experienced before. So that can be incorporated, I believe, into any belief system that is founded in love. So so got me to thinking again, and I just sort of started drawing symbols again and writing things they meant, and it occurred to me this morning, oh my gosh, those were really the exact same ones I came up with 6-7 years ago. It just was a flash back to me that same meaning, same connection, same. So what I decided this morning is that I really wanted to talk about energy healing, and so that people that either haven't heard of it or have heard a little bit and are curious could learn a little bit more and maybe be intrigued to go on their own little search, or people that are versed in it and practice it could share some of their experiences too. So that's kind of what we're doing today. And on a little teaser on my Seeing Miracles page, I am planning to put together this, what I call the Angel's Touch therapy training, for lack of a better word. It's really just joining in hearts, and I'll share these symbols and their meaning and ways to connect, and I'm going to do a trial class online, and I'm planning on doing that probably middle of January, because I want to get through the holidays and not have and I know everybody else has probably lots of things coming up soon, starting with Thanksgiving and moving on through the new year. So I'm planning on that, and it's going to be free. It is going to be kind of a trial to see how well I can connect with people and teach it in an online situation. So if anyone is interested, I will share more of this on my Seeing Miracles page on Facebook. But if you would like to be part of that, I'm probably going to keep the numbers fairly small, at least to start for the first run to see how it goes. And I'll do it on a first-come, first-served basis. But if you will email me to sherrylane444@gmail.com. Again, that's Sherry Lane, Sherrilane, 444@gmail.com. And if you will put in your subject, Angels Touch Healing, and that way went, because you know how email is, sometimes you get lots of spam or just lots of different stuff that, and things can get lost easily. So if you will put that as your subject, Angels Touch Healing, or something of that nature, Angels Touch Healing class, it will jump out at me better. So again, that's sherrylane444@gmail.com. The class I'm planning on doing will be online, and I hope to set it up where, you know, ideally people can tune in at the same time. I think there's great value in that kind of energy connection, but I also believe that space and time are really of this earth, and that with divine intervention we overcome those. So there will also be the opportunity that if you can't tune in exactly when I'm doing the class, that you can tune in later. So I'm trying to structure all that, and you know, I'll have a little time to try to work all those kind of things out. Hope some of you will participate. I think it will probably be rewarding for all of us, and I'm very excited about that. Okay, now, hi, I've talked and talked and talked, and we've got some callers waiting. Take a little drink of water there, and I am going to go to the first caller. If you haven't listened before, when you call in, you'll hear the word unmuted from the computer voice, so that will tell you that you're live. And if you're calling for me to give you an intuitive reading and you have a question for me, I'd like for you to say your name, and then you can give me your question, or you can say, I just kind of want a general feel or general reading. I don't really know the direction these are going to go. I have a feeling about one direction these might go overall, so we'll see how that plays out. I do like for you to give me your real name, just your first name, not your last name. And the reason, you know, if you're hesitant about that and you're giving me a different name, at least tell me that, because what will happen to me is I might feel like something just isn't quite right, and it confuses the energy. Like if your name is Bob and you give me Joe, I might feel something like, something. So just, it's fine if you want to give me a fake name, just tell me so I'll know to kind of exclude that. And other than that, we'll just see how it goes. So the first caller is area code 847, and you'll hear unmuted, and then you'll be live.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Can I have a general message or healing?
Sure. Okay, general message. When you said healing, that's what stood out to me. It feels like to me there is something, I want to say kind of physical healing. What I'm feeling, just as far as where the energy, you know, we're talking so much about energy and energy healing today, so maybe that's why I'm really zeroed in on a little bit more physical level of body. And I'm feeling kind of that lower back, maybe right side, and that can also be chakra related. So, you know, that I'm feeling like around sacral chakra. Now, I want to kind of try to clear that from my mind and give you a general message. If you've listened before, how I usually get these, at least on these mini readings on the show, so that it can be very quick and zero in, is I see an image, and then I try to make sense of what it is related to you. And I'm seeing like a little swimming pool. I think it's like a kid kind of swimming pool. So what that could be. Okay, do you have any specific memories or significance from like a kiddie pool, or did you ever get hurt around one or anything like that?
I think what you're picking up on is I've been doing a lot of healing and processing and trying to get clarity. I've had a lot of childhood abuse that from my family that has continued into my adulthood. And my sister, they're both older, they're just kind of really giving me a hard time. And I've told my sister, abuse no more. And
okay. She's
not getting it. Now I'm getting no energy from her. I don't know what that means, the no energy.
Okay. When I see things a lot of times that are very, like, images that are more childlike or, you know, like child's toys, or it most often is something that happened in childhood that it isn't necessarily around that object. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it relates to it. But sometimes it's just at that age range. And if you say that there were abusive things, then that makes sense that I might see something that goes back to childhood. Now, it being a pool and water, to me also says that there is a cleansing. Water is very cleansing. And so you are going through this kind of cleansing process. This, where I was feeling physically was sacral chakra, you know, that area. What kind of abuse did you have? Did you ever have any sexual abuse? Or
not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I can't say no 100%, but I don't recall any.
Okay. You know, because sacral chakra is where we hold that. But it can also be, sacral chakra can be, I mean, obviously any of it can be emotional. And people think sometimes that physical abuse is the only one that counts. But
right.
Emotional abuse can be a lot more damaging because it's more hidden, you know, and
yeah.
that please don't anyone take it as I'm saying that physical doesn't matter. But sometimes help can be there more when it's physical because there are bruises or there's evidence, and the physical can just be like a drip, drip, drip that takes away so much of your spirit. And
yes.
So, you know, it's not like neither one is good, but sometimes the emotional ones are the ones that go so deep that we don't really even realize they're there. I can connect with something about childhood and that you are cleansing, you know, the water is like the cleanse, and you say something about that your family now is giving you some resistance. Why? Because are you stepping out of the and saying, are they having trouble with you even saying that there was any kind of abuse or what?
Or just not letting them abuse me anymore. So now
okay.
I'm getting like the silent treatment and I don't even feel any energy from my one sister.
Okay, I'm laughing right now, Jill, not laughing at you at all, but I always say how we are each other's teachers, and so many times messages that I give other people, I can relate to so much, and maybe that's even why, like, you get drawn to me, because I can relate, I can feel it with you, and, you know, I think that just works that way. We got hooked together because I can so relate to you. I've gone through so much of this with my family, and it is very much like with a significant part of my family, I am invisible. It is when you begin to not accept or even just point out, sometimes you may get totally shut off. And it's
yes.
I always say it like this too, because this helps, at least helps me to
yeah,
not
don't
get
hold back.
Activated.
Go
it,
for it.
It. Yeah, try to think of it like this, because this always gives me peace. It's like, okay, you are trying to go down a spiritual path and heal and break away from, you know, whether it's ancestral DNA, whatever, you know, it's coming from and what happened, and you're trying to break away. Well, there are two analogies that I use. One of them, when it's almost like you're invisible, and that can be either irritating or very, very hurtful.
Well,
like,
I don't count. How
yeah, like,
affects me
I was about to
count.
Say, you don't even count, and believe me, I've felt that, and I'm feeling it now from, you know, but I'm getting, I one of the ways I explain it to myself, and I forget it sometimes, but people at different vibrations, you're moving to a different vibration, or you're trying to, so you're being drawn to things that are higher vibrational. You're in very different frequencies. So think about how a dog can hear things that the human ear can't.
Yes.
Because they can hear a different frequency. So it feels like you say things to your sister, and it's like she doesn't even hear it. Like you said, you're invisible, and you're also
yes.
can't hear. So let that keep you from being angry at her. It's like how a dog can hear certain vibrations and a human can't, and it's not – it's not even saying, okay, you're better, she's not, you're not as good. It's you're just in two different vibrational places right now. She
yeah.
probably seriously can't hear you. I mean, I've had things with my family where it's like, I say, did you hear what I just said? Because they'll just stare at it.
Right.
And you know, there are moments where you just want to scream. But
and then if the emotional intelligence is like they never grew up, they're still children, so their brains aren't developed.
So have so
like take in
have
a
the
more
compassion.
Adult
don't
emotional
care.
Response.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And so it's like they can't hear you. You know, you can't connect with them. Let it be. Have peace with that. Go on cleansing yourself, healing, letting go. It may come back around full circle. And remember this, too, because I think we get caught in a lot of guilt when we're trying to go on a different spiritual path,
yes.
because it's like, that's your sister. How dare you not, you know, spend time with her or whatever. When you rise up vibrationally, you're helping everyone around you without even saying a word. You, if they want to change vibrations and they're ready for that, they will get help, so to speak, because your energy will do it. So it's useless to get caught in the words because they can't really hear you on a deep spiritual level anyway.
No.
Heal. They can't hear you in that healing place right now. But if you let your path rise up and you let your healing progress and you just worry about Jill right now, don't feel guilty about it, because ultimately you're doing them a service too. But all you can really do is do Jill's thing and let Jill rise up. And sometimes you'll even feel like they're trying to yank you back in it with drama. Just try. Stay focused on your path. Love them, but don't feel like you have to be with them all the time or even at certain times. You know, holidays coming up can bring a lot of this out. And, you know, set your boundaries in love, in peace, but follow what, if you feel very anxious and like you're going to get sucked back into it, don't participate. Or participate, but do it in small windows. Or when you feel that coming back on and that walk away.
I'm kind of feeling no energy from my one mm-hmm. sister through the ethers, and I'm not sure what the no energy is.
You know, I just wouldn't worry about it. Do your thing, and you know, either, I mean, she could just be not so on a different wavelength, so to speak, that she's not feeling you, you're not feeling her, but maybe that's okay right now, because maybe that's how you have to heal. Maybe first you have to heal, and then you can come back to those other things that might need healing. So first you have to break away so that you can feel it differently, feel a different vibration, not get stuck in the vibration, and then you may be able to come back to those and look at them more head on and heal them, or maybe even just your energy will heal them. But just keep doing your thing, and don't worry about that you don't get feedback from her or you don't get a response. Don't worry about it right now. Just pray, have good thoughts for her, say prayers for her, that she just is surrounded in love, and leave it at that. It's, you know, it the only way it has a chance to really come around and heal is if you heal first, and then you can be the healer.
Okay. Yes.
That makes okay. So
yes,
you go be strong, and you just keep focusing on high vibrational things, and I think you'll be surprised, one, how much you're lifted, but things may begin to turn around, but don't expect any certain timetable. If they don't, they don't. As long as you don't harbor any resentment, then you're clearing yourself. You know, let that out of yourself and work on healing you, and that's all you can do. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay, our next call is area code 862, and you'll hear unmuted, and then you're live.
Hi, how are you? My name is Teresa.
Hey. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay.
And how are you today?
Do you have a question? I am having a great day.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I feel like I've been doing some meditation. I've been doing a lot of meditation. I've been trying to reopen myself up to listening to my angels and to my inner self. I'm going back to the spiritual path, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the other caller, I feel like sometimes when I do that, when I'm really focused,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I get trials or I get, you know, people who don't want me to move forward, mainly family members, like pulling me back.
Okay.
What can I do? Am I, like, blocking myself? Or what can I do to stay on my current path? Because I like feeling free.
I think a little bit. It's like what I was talking with Jill about. Don't feel guilty if you feel the need to withdraw from certain people or be separate from them for a while. There's another analogy that I like to use. It's the crabs in a pot. And, you know, when crabs are in a pot and, you know, the water gets turned on to boil them, which is just a freaky image to me. But
I know, it's a little scary because they're all screaming.
Yeah, and, well, I've never done it, but I've heard. And
yeah,
but,
well, I've done it and they scream.
Instinctively, you know, some of the crabs will know to crawl out. And so they'll crawl on top, you know, they'll try to find their way out. And some of the other crabs will reach up and actually grab. And I have a friend that grew up in Mobile, Alabama, and she said, yep, she knows that well, that they'll yank them back in the pot. So I see that as that is so much what happens on our spiritual journey sometimes with people
yeah.
around us. Maybe they think they're helping us, but really it's like they somewhere, it's like, no, you're going to be stuck down here with me. Don't let yourself be that crab that gets yanked back in. And so what you have to do is try to avoid drama, stand your ground, do it in a polite way, but also set a boundary around yourself. And great thing for anybody, and we really should do this daily anyway, but if you're having boundary issues, surround yourself with white light or a white bubble and or whatever color you think suits you and makes you feel protected.
Mm-hmm.
Set that boundary and try to do it in kindness but firmness of what kind of energy you'll be around, what kind of situation you'll accept or won't accept, and have peace with it. Find your own place and your own path and don't apologize for it, as long as you're not doing anything to take away or harm from anyone else. Find that, and that, you know, that it's this whole show is about energy and energy healing, and you can't lift your own vibration if you stay stuck in one that isn't part of who you are or what your purpose is. All you'll do is stay stuck in something that's
right.
not really you, not really your purpose. And so that's not even, you know, grading different vibrations as better or, you know, it's just
right.
you know
it is what it is.
Something isn't working for you. And
right.
you also can feel something that is. So go with the things that are working that feel make you feel joy and bliss and happiness and begin to remove yourself from the ones that really just feel heavy. Now, a lot of people will say, well, but you got to face those shadows and you got to, that's true, sometimes you do, but you won't be able to face them until you get yourself in a better place. So what I say is a good way to do it is get your own vibration higher, get your energy higher, and then you have the right, I don't want to use arsenal, but so you have the right things in your toolbox then to go face the shadows. Your spiritual toolbox, your whole makeup changes, and things that used to be scary or really upset you won't anymore, and you can go at it with love and peace more. So first thing, take care of yourself. And then if you ever later feel like you've got some kind of something that you still need to address, you can always go back and address it, but you'll be addressing it from a place of much higher strength. Okay?
Yeah, that makes a little sense.
Okay, now
I
want to go back to when you first started talking, because I wrote some things down, and I was seeing a very large, important feeling book, like some sacred kind of book. And I think, have you ever heard of the Akashic Records? That
actually, I thought I saw Archangel Micah two nights ago, because I've been praying a lot, and I want to be attuned with him. And I saw him saying, these are your next set of keys.
Okay, perfect. I want you to read about the Akashic Records, and it will give you... I think you're going to have access to your records, and it's going to be from the angels, and they're going to show you. And it may be in dreams, it may be in feelings, it may be in words, but somehow that information is going to get implanted in your awareness right now, a knowing, an understanding what direction you need to go. And so it's almost like, you can energetically plug in like you do on a computer and download that's, I think, what you're in the process of right now. You're having a whole lot of knowledge downloaded into you and also about your own path and purpose. So it might help you to just to read a little about Akashic Records and just because when you read, you'll also, you just might be sort of like tuning in to what all that means and an understanding of it. There may be little things that pop out to you like, that triggers something in me. I don't, you know, so I would just encourage you to do that. That's what's happening to you right now. You're being given a whole lot of information right now. And so when that happens, it's usually because your whole spiritual path is changing because you're opening up to your purpose, a greater purpose, your real purpose for being here. So just do some reading on that, and I think
so. I'm not going crazy that I envisioned. I mean, because normally it's St. Michael's, Archangel, like you know, like the like I guess the more popular Archangel spelled out his name, and I thought, and I said to him, I think you're spelling wrong. In my dream, I talked, and he's like, no, you're
not
listening.
No, there are lots of spellings, yeah.
He got mad, and then he...
Well, they don't get as caught up in things like grammar and all of that as we do. And, yes, Michael will get mad. He'll get sarcastic.
Yeah, because he's like, E-A-H at the end. Okay. He gave me a bunch of keys, and he pointed to my mom and sister, and he's like...
Okay, are you getting a lot of static right now?
Because I was meditating, because I was asking God to tell me, you know, if anyone on Blog Talk Radio could help me understand what I'm going through. And sometimes I get interference. I don't know if I'm just too
connected. Okay, well, it's really funny. I was just getting a lot of so I couldn't hear all of what you were saying. I could get enough bits and pieces, which made me laugh, too, because... Michael's energy is very intense, and he's very, with the elements, he's very connected to lightning. So that's sort of like what his energy is. It's
because I don't know anything about him. I just dropped him two nights ago.
It'll all make sense. You'll start reading about him, and you know, Doreen Virtue has a lot of great things on angels. But it's very funny to me because his energy, electricity, he can affect that a lot. You know, anything electronic. He can also help repair that sometimes, but more often when he's really vivid and there and coming through you, there will be a lot of things like static and sometimes even lights just blowing. And I was telling a friend, you know, recently that when I'm in this really high place and, you know, it's become kind of a joke to, you know, either my sons or anybody around me, like, you know, sometimes I'll just walk through the house and all the lights that I walk by will blow, and it's really annoying at times, but it's funny. So you were about to say something about something happening?
No, I was
going to
say, I'm glad you understand, because I think sometimes I'm going crazy, you know, where maybe I should shut down and just stop praying, you know.
No, do the opposite and just, you know, it can be a nuisance when you're having to change light bulbs a whole lot and you just did it. But kind of find a way to find humor in it. And Michael is very forceful. Michael's very funny. So laugh about it. Welcome him there. He's there for a reason. He's giving you the keys. That's symbolic of a real gift of understanding. And that's why I'm seeing the Akashic Records or just some kind of sacred knowledge, a very serious book of sacred knowledge, because he's giving you that gift right now. It's a gift opening up in you. And his way of showing that to you is to actually, for you to see that vision of him giving you something. You know, they don't work the same as us, but they use symbols like that. That's symbolic. He's opening gifts for you right now, if you'll take it. So take it and don't feel like you're crazy. And you're in for a really fun ride.
Really? Because I'm actually afraid. I mean, I have two little girls who do want to see their grandmother, my mother, but she's so not nice to me. And I don't understand why.
Is she nice to them?
Not really. I mean, they just want to be loved. They're 5 and 6 years old. They just want to be loved.
Would be my suggestion. Don't keep them from her, you know, unless it's something like you don't think their safety. If they want to see her, you know, people can be very different with their grandchildren than they are with their children, and almost always are. People soften. So, but what what might be helpful to you is you don't have to necessarily be in that little circle with them, but maybe she takes them to do little things like go to the movies or do grandma things. She won't do that without you there?
She doesn't extend herself at all.
Oh, so she's not, okay, I was misunderstanding what you were saying, like your kid.
Yeah,
your
no,
girl,
I don't, I, yeah, because it's
really
a painful,
into that.
It's a very painful thing for me because I see the way she is with my sister's kids, and
mm-hmm.
and that's why I opened up my spirituality again, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, why? What lesson? Was I not a good daughter to her? I mean,
no,
I need to get emotional.
I'm
sorry.
No, I cry as the host sometimes. I feel bad. It's okay. Let it out. I don't know if you heard the call before you with Jill. Don't see it as a bad thing that you're being rejected. You are being called a different way. So people will sometimes fall away that aren't part of that path, or if they're not part of that path right now, focus on the calling and follow that, and your children will feel love and they'll feel okay. Focus on the angels that are around you and realize that that may be the reason why you're being maybe excluded, because they can't, the energy is so different. They can't understand you. It scares them. Maybe when you get a brighter light, that in itself, people don't even know what it is. They can feel your energy different, and it will freak people out when they don't even know what's freaking them out. And so don't worry about it. You follow this. You've got angels giving you keys and books and knowledge. Follow that. Your girl will be okay.
Yeah, it's just that they ask for her, and she won't
Did
even
your
watch
girls ever
them.
Talk about angels? Did they ever bring up things?
My youngest, my Juliana, mm-hmm. like she says, she calls them fairies, and
mm-hmm.
the fairies say that Nana needs a lot of help. Nana needs a lot of kisses, and
mm-hmm.
even when she tries going up to my mom is like, "Oh, I'm busy, or my hands are dirty, or you know, like because she's cooking, or just she's you know, like she's
mm-hmm.
never standing still." For my kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's enough that they're loving her. Maybe they do things like draw pictures for her and that aren't as huggy. Some people just have a hard time with that, with the physical nurturing part. So let them do that. Let them draw pictures for her and things like that that show their affection, because that's good for them to give love and affection. And maybe she can show, you know, she'll show her love in a different way. But right now, I just don't want you to get sidetracked in that sorrow part and not enjoy and soak up these angel experiences. They're very, very big. And so just soak up that joy and don't let it get overshadowed right now by worrying about that. Okay?
Well, that's what I told my daughters. On my Thanksgiving, Nana's going to Aunt Anna's family's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not stopping by at all, because I'm hosting Thanksgiving at our house, and I'm having my husband's family over, and they're like, "Well, why isn't Nana coming?" And, like, they've been pestering me ever since I asked my mother. My mother told me that she's too busy to come here, and it's no big deal. It's just Thanksgiving.
Well, I get Teresa.
And it's fine.
Focus,
it's fine for
focus
me.
Focus on the angels. Focus. She may have her reasons that, like I said, she may be feeling something. Even what's happening to you could be, she could feel that whole vibe and it just is too different. Just send love, let your girls know you love them, and insulate yourself and just follow those angel messages and feel good about it, and it'll get you through. Okay? And okay, you have a great rest of the afternoon, and you don't know how blessed you are to get those kind of very vivid angel messages. It's very beautiful, so just focus on that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you
All
so
right.
much for understanding.
All right.
And explaining Micah to me, too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, the next call is my friend Dana from Dragonfly Reiki in Atlanta. And she was one of the people that I met early on when I was doing Reiki and was in Reiki circles with her. And she has just taken Reiki. She teaches it. She does clinics, and she has taken that whole energy side of things and done so much with it. So I'm so glad she's able to call. Dana, I'm going to put you on now, and you can give us some really good oops, here we go. That's better. Are you there, Dana?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I'm so glad you could call. I just want you to share whatever you want to, because your knowledge is so deep, and you've done so many things in this area that anything you can share, it's open for you right now. Anything you want to share or tell people about, or anything. Let's think of it like if someone is new to it, how to explain some Reiki practices to them, or even areas, you know, a direction they can go to begin to experience it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, and I appreciate all of the kind words about me and my practice. As you know, I've been practicing, I think, from now about 7.5 years, and I own and operate Dragonfly Reiki in the Decatur, Georgia area. And as Sherry mentioned, we met some years back when I was fairly new to the practice, and we just really connected, I think, on a soul level. You know, that's the only way I can describe it. Sherry is amazingly talented, and I think helped me understand a little bit more about some of the spiritual gifts that were waiting in the wings for me, so to speak. You know, talk a little bit more about Reiki and Reiki healing. You know, Sherry's talked about it a little bit earlier. It is a spiritual healing art that originated in Japan in the 1920s, and there are a number of different ways that it is practiced. It made its way west from Japan in the 1930s, and there were some changes made to the system along the way. So you may find that there are people who practice Reiki, you know, incorporating other healing practices with it, or some, you know, as Sherry mentioned earlier, you know, she works with different symbols, and, you know, and there's been different systems that have been developed, including Karuna Reiki. A little bit of the difference between what Sherry and I practice is that I practice traditional Japanese Reiki. My teacher is a Japanese Buddhist monk who lives in Kyoto, Japan. His name is Hyakuten Inamoto, and he teaches Reiki pretty much as it was taught and understood in Japan in the 1930s. So my practice is almost very Zen-like in a sense. It's very simple. It's very elegant. It's primarily about just remaining very open, present, and compassionate, and then just allowing whatever is going to happen in that session happen, with the understanding that we are reconnecting with our divine selves, with our divine nature, you know, reconnecting with God, whatever that name for that source or that creator is that that you understand and follow. That is what we are connecting with. And when we reconnect with that higher source and that divine healing, that is where our healing originates. You know, and that sounds about right to you, Sherry?
Yes, beautifully said. I knew you would have great things to offer, and you would explain it well. You know, it's really funny how you and I met, and we really did connect on that spiritual level, and everybody's path is different, and yet they're all connected, and it's so beautiful to me how, you know, I kind of go do my thing and you do your thing, and yet they overlap so much. And I read things on your Facebook page, and, you know, it always touches me. And when people are open, there's just no end to what you can experience and feel, and miracles, and so I hope that this will encourage people to explore more, whatever it is, if it's Reiki or any other kind of spiritual energy work, because, you know, sometimes I do think people are a little hesitant because it seems all weird or just something different than they've been taught. And just I want to see people explore, because sometimes the reaction is, I get so much joy when people, even if it's not me, you know, something like Reiki, they go get Reiki because I told them it might be really helpful, and they just come mm-hmm. back and like, oh my gosh, you won't believe it. It's, you know,
oh, yeah.
It's so exciting what people get, you know, when you just open your mind and go try some things like that, what it can do to your life. So
mm-hmm.
You're doing great things. And Dana's website, it's dragonflyreiki.net, right?
Yes.
And she also has a Facebook fan page, Dragonfly Reiki. And so if you're on Facebook, make sure you go to her page and like it, because she posts things that lift me up very often, and I'm sure it will you too. So.
Well, thank you so much.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling in. I'm so grateful that you did. It's
good
to hear your voice
to
again. We always talk over Facebook.
I know.
I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Definitely good to connect, you know, over the phone, so to speak. You know, and the one thing, I just, you know, to take up too much of your time, but the one thing that I really, you know, when I was hearing the last two callers is that, you know, what I was hearing coming from their emotional experiences, you know, many of the clients and students that I work with are working with Reiki, either receiving it, you know, as a client, or learning Reiki for self-care to really help with healing those emotional wounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it certainly helped me a lot in my own personal life and dealing with mm-hmm. some difficult relationships.
Me too.
But that's one of the, you know, we tend to promote Reiki a lot as something that you use for physical healing, you know,
mm-hmm.
to help chronic pain or headaches or whatever you have going on with you, and it certainly is extremely effective for that. I mean, I've witnessed miracles. Mm-hmm. You know, people that should not have lived that are still living through Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an example, but, you know, I think the one thing that we don't talk about as much, but is really, in a way, the real underpinning and the true an immense power that this practice has to offer, is really working on the emotional healing aspect
mm-hmm.
in the work that people do when they encounter this practice and they begin doing the work for themselves and the changes that they see. I mean, I've seen incredible things happen with the people that I've worked with. It's very, very humbling to see someone
mm-hmm.
come from, you know, a place of real pain and suffering to start coming out on the other side and feeling more at peace, more empowered, and able really to move forward and make some very significant changes in their life that helps
mm-hmm.
them so much with their healing and, you know, with doing the things that will enable them to be of greater service to the world.
That is a great point, and to me that really is the most powerful part about it, the emotional and
mm-hmm.
spiritual healing, and
yes.
the way that it can happen instantaneously. That is possible, and I've seen it happen. I'm sure you have, how much progress someone can make by just the vibration and energy. And I believe that all of our healing comes from that level. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have Reiki, you may see the physical change or the physical improvement, but I think that ultimately, deep down, even the physical, that's just my personal belief, that the physical, even comes from the spiritual and emotional. So it's very, very powerful, and it's easy and relaxing, and so I just hope more people will explore a little and experience the beauty that Reiki and other kinds of energy healing work can bring, because you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So much can happen. And it just, when you said, the other thing that you said is it's so humbling, and it is, it's that just, you're in awe, you're humbled. And a lot of people say, well, that sounds weird. It seems like it would be the opposite. Like you just did something that, it's humbling because of the awe of the energy and the love and the it's sort of that bring you to your knees humbling, which is a good thing. Like you're just so overwhelmed that you know, spiritually you can't even stand. You're just like shaken up in the awe. That's how I feel sometimes. And humbling is the perfect word. And it seems kind of backwards, but it's very true. It's humbling in a good way. show.
Yeah, in a very profound way. I mean, you realize that even if our attempts to control everything in the world, you know, that there are some things that really we're part of a larger plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very
beautiful.
We're
part, and we all play a part in that too. You know, and when we start to claim that and start to understand where we are in that plan, we become empowered in a much more genuine and real way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know,
we also understand that what we put out is going to affect us too, and what, you know, so we're affecting other people, but that in turn affects us, so.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, you touch on that quite a bit in your book, and even what I've, you know, witnessed with you going, you know, forth on your journey, which you had talked about earlier during this call too. I mean, to me, that's really a sign that you were starting to tune in and listen to basically the directions for the path that you were being given.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those things are not always that clear. You know, they reveal themselves in time. But that's just the beauty of these practices, whether it's Reiki or healing touch or, you know, the emotion code or EFT, any of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start out on one level with people, which is typically some sort of relief from, you know,
mm-hmm.
physical healing or some sort
right.
of, you know,
stress,
top layer
or
level stress,
mm-hmm.
suffering or something. And then it starts to work deeper. It's like peeling back those layers of the onion. And then
mm-hmm.
you get to what's really there. And what's really there
right.
is reconnecting with the divine.
See, for me, the first time I, with Reiki, oh, that first session, I mean, it just, I got it all at once. So it can work in
yeah,
so many different ways.
Yeah, people.
Yeah.
With me, it was a little bit slower, you know. I mean, I did have a pretty profound healing experience, but it was one of those things where I think once I started to really see what was happening, I realized that I was onto something way bigger than what I had originally intended, you know, intended Reiki to be as a, you know, as a care practice for myself. I mean, I realized suddenly that it was a pathway for me to where I needed to be going.
Mm-hmm. I could see that in you very early, too. So, okay. Well, thank you so much, Dana. Again, her website
thank
is
you.
dragonflyreiki.net, and her Facebook page is Dragonfly Reiki. So I hope you all got to soak up some of her knowledge because she has a lot of it. Thanks again, Dana.
Thank you. Blessings and love to you, Sherry.
Blessings and love back to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm so thrilled that she called. She really does just have an incredible energy and a wealth of knowledge, and that was delightful. Okay, a couple more callers. The next caller is area code 570.
Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Doreen, and I feel like I'm on a path of spiritual growth myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having like an awakening, and I mean, it's just incredible. I've experienced different miracles, just like helping people, and I'm just like on the beginning of my path. So I was just wondering, like listening to you, it was very enlightening. I was wondering if you could tell me anything from just like the vibration I'm sending.
Okay. I got a really excited feel from you when you started talking, and part of it probably is your excitement. As far as the images, and again, I don't know if we'll be able to put anything together because I have a couple things for you as far as the spiritual growth. And well, first let me ask you this, since today's topic is so much about energy healing and Reiki, have you ever tried anything like that?
The Reiki I have never tried, no. I mean,
okay.
I've just, like, started to experience where you look at a person's picture
mm-hmm.
and you try to do, like, a healing energy by, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, looking at their picture. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
a little bit of that.
Okay. Because while you were talking, let me back up. Before the show, I felt like, oh, today is really going to attract some people that energy work and Reiki can really help, or maybe they're even a natural at it. And so when you were talking, I was kind of feeling that, like you probably have some natural healing energy, that and or something like a Reiki session would be, like Dana and I were talking, like sometimes it really hits you deeply spiritually and opens up a whole path for you. And sometimes it can happen, you know, really boldly, which is like it did with me, one session. And it really just springboarded me into all these other things. So I feel like I would recommend that a lot for you to seek out what maybe speaks to you in some method of energy healing work, you know, and we've
right.
talked a lot
mm-hmm.
about Reiki. So if that's something that interests you, that might be a way to go. I feel like it's going to be really big for you. Now, the
okay.
image that I got for you was like a sand bucket and shovel and like building a sandcastle.
okay.
So in just generally, I would take that as, you know, you're creating and you're building and it's something lovely and beautiful.
Okay.
I felt a really good vibe from you, just to put it in,
okay.
like, you know, when you started talking, it was excitement. And I'm sure some of it may be your excitement, but I just felt excited for you.
Okay.
So I think you may be, in particular, the caller that I was feeling like, at least somebody is specifically going to be calling in today, and it's going to be go try Reiki or energy work because it's going to be very big for you. It's going to be something that could really energize your whole experience and
okay,
move it along.
And I
okay.
wanted to make like a little side note.
Mm-hmm.
I had called like another show like earlier, and mm-hmm. while I was waiting online, the host was having problems with static the whole entire show.
Uh-huh.
And they picked up my call, and it didn't. He said, "I can't hear you. I'm very sorry. You're going to have to call back like another time."
Mm-hmm.
The static was like unbelievable, like his whole show.
I had it a little bit on this, like when you were talking just a minute ago. And that, if you heard one of the earlier calls, when vibration is very high. Yeah,
that's when I first called in, is when it started.
Uh-huh.
I'm finding that, like, electrical things, like I'm having a little bit of an energy thing with electrical things, you know?
Yeah, and that happens a lot when your vibration is really high or it's shifting into something high. So, you know, like I said earlier, it can be kind of annoying in day-to-day stuff, but at least try to look at it as like, well, maybe that's a good sign. My vibration is really high. And also when angels are around a lot, especially Archangel Michael, but other angels too sometimes,
It will
get that way.
I've had an experience where I saw like Archangel Michael and Raphael.
Yes.
Prior
I
to having
I'm
an
not
operation
surprised at all.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I've seen the two of them, you know, and I always
okay.
talk to Michael like on a daily basis.
Uh-huh. Okay, you might want to go back in the archives and listen to my opening, the first show of the first episode of this particular show, because I talked about my experience and angels that were around me, and I think you might relate to some of that because you
sure.
have. I had some of that similar Michael and Raphael and Gabriel around me a lot, but you have a very high energy. I feel very excited for you, like something is really right there about to sort of explode spiritually for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like something has been lifted or like a, you know, like
mm-hmm.
a gate opened or something. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's been like the last couple of weeks, like really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got, I've even gotten visual, like signs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like I had like a spiral cloud that looked like a rainbow, and I was outside okay. with my dog, and to the left of me, it was raining. To the right of me, it was sunny and there was no rain. I mean, like all these different, like, little signs.
Yeah, well, and what's really neat about it, too, is your awareness. You're picking up on it, which, you know, some people may just not even notice that. That's what happens when the vibration, when we get tuned in spiritually and we're getting close to, like, learning our purpose and that sort of that moment of things being revealed in a bigger way, we start noticing more. The wind may sound
right.
different and feel different, but it's like we begin to feel in a different language. So instead of the words and the, you get messages through feeling. But you know, like you notice that about the sun, and you might feel the wind differently or hear the wind differently, but you're starting to pick up on that. And I really do think that some energy work, Reiki type, that would be something that you would really get a good experience from, and that would have a lot to do with your spiritual path right now, and maybe energizing that and sending you on along that path more quickly. So definitely look into it, and if it speaks to you, I would highly recommend it.
Okay, I certainly will. But your show was very exciting, and
even
though like I wasn't the caller at the time, I felt like I was getting messages as well.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot too. The dual, you know, messages that are for more people. Sometimes it's for me, and I'm as soon as it comes out of my mouth, I kind of laugh like, okay, this one's for me too.
Yeah.
So that happens a whole lot because it's a very effective way for angels and spirit to communicate with more people through those feelings by using one voice and maybe one phrase that reaches more people at once. Because I believe they can connect with us in a lot of different ways. You know, sometimes people see an angel and, you know, hear that. I think it takes a whole lot of energy for them to do it that way. So if we can learn to pick up and discern things that are more subtle, but we get tuned into them, they can reach us and reach a lot more of us with less energy and do it more quickly. So I always, those messages of, hey, that might have been for 10 people at once, because they're very clever at finding those ways, I think, to get the right words and, you know, to nudge somebody to tune into this show because they know they're going to hear. So I love how that all works and how we sort of help each other along that way.
Definitely.
So, well, how did you find this radio show, through Blog Talk?
You know what? Through Blog Talk. I'm, in fact, like very new to Blog Talk. It's only the last couple of weeks that I even know that you existed.
Uh-huh. And I haven't had this show go on very long.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
I did a show a couple years ago on Contact Talk Radio, and then I was just so busy in other directions and taking care of other things that I stopped doing it. And I started this one up maybe a month and a half ago, something like that.
Well, that's phenomenal.
But I'm glad you found me. Now, I would like for you or anybody else listening, if you are active at all on Facebook, to go join my page, Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. It's all positive thought and a lot of discussions like this. I go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles, but other positive thought, sometimes some biblical things, and just try to tie in a lot of spiritual ideas together. So if you can do that, that would be great, because I also always, the morning of the show, I always post it on there so people will know. I try to generally have the show on Tuesday afternoons. I probably won't do one next week with the Thanksgiving holiday because I'm traveling and I'm going to be spending some time with my son, so I may do it, but I may not. But that's how you can keep up with the show too. Not just, you can do it on Blog Talk, but also on my, lots of other good things come out of the Facebook Seeing Miracles Every Day page. So if you want to join that, that'd be great.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
That sounds wonderful.
All right.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you for calling, and you have a great holiday and have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too, Sherry.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to take one more call. It's area code 352. And then we're going to wrap it up today. All right, 352, you should be on any minute now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing good. This is my first time listening to your program. I was just on my Facebook, and I came across their advertisement. And I said, let me check this out. Sounds kind of interesting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wait, so were you on my Face to Seeing Miracles page? Is that how you found it?
You know, I don't know how you came up. It was just on my Facebook page.
I've heard that before. I haven't placed any ads, but I think there is something that maybe Facebook promotes things if maybe you have similar pages that are like it. So that's interesting. That's good to know. Well, I'm glad you found me.
So,
what is your name, and what's your name?
Curtis. It's Curtis.
Curtis. Okay, and Curtis, do you have a question for me, or did you call to comment, or you want just a general feel from me, or what's up?
I just wanted to tell you that it's a great show. I'm kind of, I kind of tapped my higher vibrations myself, and all the whole world of spirituality opened up for me. You know, it's kind of like being one with God almost, And I've been having 10-second miracles, and, it's just life's been great since I've
That's
been
fabulous.
That inner self, So
actually, you can be... you sharing that is helpful to everyone listening. If you don't mind, what is your best way to connect? Because I think it's different for everybody. So it's good to what's your best way? Is it meditation?
I think my best way is through meditation and thought vibrations. I send it out, and next thing I attract everything that I send out into my life. Whether it be people, things, opportunities. It's just, I feel like I'm very well connected,
And that's how it works, with where you put your thoughts, and when you get in a good vibration for it, you do attract things back that, so you're a manifester. You're good at that. You're a manifester, so you think it and draw it to you and bring it back. And I'm just curious, because I actually, when you said that about meditation and you're connecting a lot, I want to ask this of you, because I've had some people, say, well, how do I meditate? And, for me, my best meditation is taking a walk in nature and just getting very quiet. It's that be still and know kind of feeling. But it sounds like you are very practiced in it. So is there anything that you can share with anyone that's wanting to get started, or that says, I hear about meditation and I want to do it, but how do I do it? So can you offer anything to anyone?
Well, I'm a deep thinker to begin with. And, I strongly believe when you think on that deep of a level and you create a whole nother universe inside your mind, like a bigger mind space, then, you send out different frequencies. And I think people pick up on that. And maybe that's how I got connected to your show, because I was, like I said, scrolling on my Facebook page, and next thing it just popped up.
I love that.
It's out, and now we're here talking. It's happened to me like that before. I met other people like that.
Me too. And sometimes you just look back later and go, wow, that was so funny how we connected and how it just. That's happening more and more too, the synchronicities and just that, I'm really drawn and people drawn to me, and it's like all these connections are coming even faster, that when you make the connection, this is going to be something really good for me or really good for my path, or, we're meant to connect.
To happen more and more. It's kind of like the string theory, because everything breaks down to like a gravitational unit, and gravity is the fabric that connects everything together, every single thing, down to a quantum level. So, if you're able to tap into that energy, then, anything's possible at that point.
Yep. I'm so glad you called. Every little bit of, people... what works for one person, what works for another, then I always think if somebody's listening to this, they'll be drawn to something that's going to help them.
I do meditate quite a bit, many times throughout the day. Like I try to get that quietness, that stillness, and you just get that deep focus and get my concentration, up and send out those vibrations for what I want.
Okay, now, Curtis, I want you to send me some good vibrations when you're doing that. All right.
I sure will.
All right, and I'm going to send some back to you. Well, thank you so much for calling. I really do appreciate it.
And I'll check out your Facebook page. I'll go and I'll like
your
Facebook
great.
Page. Are you on every day or once a week or several times a week?
The radio show I usually do on Tuesday afternoons. So
okay.
And I announce it on my Facebook, the Seeing Miracles Every Day page. You can, you'll see it on Blog Talk. I think you can, sign up to get notifications before the show or something. I'm not all that familiar with how that works, but I think there is something you can get a message. But if you sign up for the Facebook page, then you'll see it there. Okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, you have a great day. I'm so glad you called.
You too, Sherry. Great talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, what a great day. Just some great calls. And I like how, you know, it is wonderful that we sort of each have a purpose and path and what works for us and what maybe our piece of the puzzle is, and then it all works together so perfectly. And I like how we are so blessed right now with electronics, even though they can drive you crazy sometimes when they are goofing up. And we just came out of that Mercury retrograde, and that seemed to cause a few glitches. But think about how blessed we are that we can talk and connect so easily with each other in these spiritual discussions and Facebook pages. And I really do believe all of that is divinely guided. You know, we have people on this earth that think of these things and are masters at electronics and computers and, you know, think of all these different ways, like develop Facebook. And you know, when you sit back and think about what it has done to the spiritual movement and how we can have these very personal spiritual experiences but share it with anybody all over the world. And we each learn and are lifted up by one another. I just think that is amazing, and it's divinely guided, and it's well beyond just creative people somewhere behind it all. I think it was part of the plan, and I just love that. And I thank you all for tuning in, and thank those that called in. It was just wonderful. And just pay attention to my Facebook page or this radio page, and that's where I'll post the next show. I'll leave you with a couple of reminders. The Facebook page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, so it's real easy to find. It's up to about 34,000 people, I think, now, something like that, and that just amazes me. All of a sudden, it's just growing really fast. My book is called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and it's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Amazon has it, a Kindle edition, if you have a Kindle, or there are even apps that you can download Kindle to your phone or your computer, and that's 99 cents for the Kindle edition, and there's also a paperback and hardcover. So if you like the show and you feel drawn to that, check it out, read the excerpt, see if it calls to you. And oh, the other thing I wanted to share, because this show was about energy healing and Reiki, I think I may have already shared it, but I'll remind you, angelstouchtherapy.com. Yes, I did talk about it earlier. I'm remembering now. But that was my really early on website where I just talked about some of my experiences, or I shared some of that and kind of started off in doing energy work and Reiki and what it means to me. So that angelstouchtherapy.com. Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook, and also the Blog Talk, and you should be able to connect with me. One last reminder, if you are interested in some energy healing, a class that I'm planning on doing that is energy healing, learning how to do that or being introduced to some of that in what for many people might be a more familiar environment than with more familiar symbols, then I'd love for you to join me. I'll probably start that up in January. Email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com, and just in your subject, so I won't get it lost in spam or anything, put Angels Touch Healing or Angels Touch Healing Class or something like that, so I'll know that you're, and just let me know you're interested. I'm probably going to have to limit the numbers, at least on the first class, and we'll just see how it goes. But thank you so much for tuning in, and if you'll listen to our beautiful music going out and let it open your heart, I look forward to you tuning in again and communicating with you again. Love to you all. Bye-bye.